I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey guys, today's bonus episode is all about how to consistently surrender. And I really just pour my heart out and just express how I really want everybody, really, to just love God. But I'm not going to retell the message, but we can't talk about consistently surrendering without me telling you about the Time with God challenge that's coming up within the society. The Time with God challenge is a 14-day challenge where you'll learn how to prioritize quiet time with God, how to cut out distractions during your time, learn different strategies for spending time with God in different seasons, gain insight into how time with God can be flexible, and connect with a community of women who are all doing the exact same thing. This challenge features amazing speakers, prayer calls, daily devotionals, Bible studies, access to years worth of faith and business content, and so much more. The society is where it's at. So if you go to blessedandbossedup.com/challenge, you will see all of the information regarding the Time with God challenge. And then once you sign up, we will put you on the list and email you right before the challenge starts so that you can activate your free trial. So we love to do challenges and things over a free trial, 2-week period, so that we can come together to get things done. But then also you get to just try out our community and see all the amazing things happening in the society. So again, go to blessedandbossedup.com/challenge to register and learn more about the Time with God challenge. And I will see you there.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I am the CEO of Anchor Media and the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. In today's video, I want to answer a question that I get all the time, which is how to stay consistently surrendered to God's plan, or how to stay consistent to God's plan. First, I want to plug a video that Kavai and I did years ago. We did a series called God's Plan here on the channel, and we did just a series of different videos, how to tell a you idea versus a God idea, all of that. So first, go and revisit that, because you'll get our perspective from 2019 or 2018 when we did it. But I also want to update you on my perspective today as well. So one thing that I realized is a lot of us, we try to move too quickly in this thing. And what I mean by that is we try to get to God's plan, God's promise, without really developing a relationship and a true devotion to God. And what it does is it makes us create this Christian lifestyle that has contingencies on what God can do for us, or how blessed we can look, or how many promises we can have. And it creates this false sense that if everything isn't going in this supernatural way in the day to day, it creates this false sense that that means that God may not be in it. So I don't want us to get straight to the plan and the promise without really understanding the importance of being devoted to God, because He's God. Because you chose to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, and you chose to be about this life. So we have to really start there and build that relationship first, right? And so when I think about my journey when I got saved, as I call it, that season was less about God's plan and more so about figuring out what this Christian life is about and how can I devote myself to God. And that really was a transformation. That was a season where a transformation needed to happen with me. You know, when we're in Christ, we are a new thing, right? So I needed to figure out what that new thing looked like for me. you know, the scripture that really changed a lot for me that I came across in Jeremiah was, he knew me before he formed me in my mother's womb. And so I was really trying to figure out then, who is that? You know, I know who I've become, who I've matured into based off of, you know, life circumstances and lessons and situations and all of that. But who did God see? And that season was less about, again, what God can do for me or what his plans are for me, and more so about who God thinks I am and who am I as his daughter, you know? And so that's the place that we really have to start. And for that season, it was a lot of learning how to understand the word, learning how to hear from God and know when he's talking to me versus my own thoughts or influences. That season was a lot of learning how to be consistent in my devotion and spending time with God, and just really the basics of being a born again Christian and really living a life of service to God and what that meant. And so we can't skip that. I really have to emphasize this because I am in a space of faith and business. A lot of times we can get straight into, you know, seeking God on behalf of your business and all of these things, but you really have to just devote yourself to God and allow him to mold you and transform you first.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
Because that's a prerequisite that's necessary before we even get to the plan and the promise and all of that. So looking back to that season of my life, it was heavily based on just figuring this thing out, not for the plan or the promise, but for my life, for my salvation. So my name could be written in the Lamb's Book of Life so that I can win souls to the kingdom of God, so that I can be salt and light, which he's called me to do, so that I could just show God my love and commitment and repay him in a sense in my head for the way that he loved and kept me through all of my foolishness that I put myself in. Like, that was where my heart was in that season, and that's where my heart remains. And so I want you guys, instead of thinking about staying consistent in the plan or surrender to the plan, when you start with that, consistency is not even a thing. It's like, we don't need to talk about consistency. I've been devoted to God. Like, I'm in this. There's no turning back. There's no, some days I'm down with the plan and some days I'm not. I'm in this because I committed myself to him and whatever that plan may be. And even if that plan looks like all hell is breaking loose in my life, I'm still here because I love God and I trust him. And that love and that trust is something that needs to be built and established. And I get frustrated sometimes with these questions because I think that I assume, and I could be wrong, I'm human. I assume that when somebody is asking me that, it's because they haven't really taken time to get into that all in, fully committed, I love, and love with God space. Because I feel like if you ask that, it's an indicator that you haven't gotten there yet. And it's not in a sense in hear my heart to where my frustration is in anger, but it's, I love God so much. I want you to love him that much too. It's coming from a good place. But the first thing is to really get into that space. And it starts with being honest. Like in the beginning, I told God straight up, listen, I'm not passionate about you or really committed to you like that. Because the fact of the matter is, if I was, I wouldn't have been one foot in and one foot out for so long. If I was, I wouldn't have been double-minded for the longest. If I was, I wouldn't have been showing up to church with two X's on my hands or one X on my hands because I was in a club the night before. Like, I have to be honest and vulnerable with you. And so just really that honest place, God was able to really just work on me and change my heart and just mold me. Like, I really don't look, act, or speak like I did BC before Christ. And just this, every day that I get to look into the person in the mirror and see the woman that God molded me into, it's such a beautiful thing on a day-to-day for me personally, to where consistency is not even a thought. If like not being consistent isn't even an option, because I'm here and I'm committed and I'm going to do whatever it is that God is telling me to do. And so for you, I want you to start there and be honest. And it starts with honesty and vulnerability. I talked on a podcast about Habakkuk recently and how I was in that book. And I thought it was so funny how for so long I only heard about Habakkuk when it came to goal setting. But when I went really into the book to figure out what it was about and reading it, I love how Habakkuk went to God and was like, God, what's up? Because it's a lot happening out here. And the evil and the wicked are winning. And this just don't seem right. Like, how are you letting this happen? I just don't understand. And he had questions. And he went and he sat before God and said, like, what's up? I have questions. And I'm not letting up until these questions get answered. And it was God's answer that he wrote on tablets and made plain. But it's that pure place that he went to God in and just was like, what's up? And I believe that there, when you go to God with a sense of vulnerability, when you're open, just like your parent, like God is a good father. When you go to him open and vulnerable, like, God, I got questions. Or God, I don't know you for real. I'm trying to build out this business and this life based off of my mother and my grandmother's faith or the sermons that I watch, but I don't know you for myself. And I don't feel like I hear you for myself, and I'm struggling with it. It's that purity, that pure heart that God just does such beautiful things with. And so for, again, you guys who are struggling with that, start there. After you've gotten through that, and it's more so of a scheduling thing, because that's a factor sometimes as well, is I'd be busy and I don't know how to schedule my life to where I'm making sure I'm not losing that relationship that was built. That can be established second, and maybe we can do that in a different video. But I personally believe that a lot of times this question comes from us skipping that necessary step of devotion and worship to God without contingencies because of what he's already done and not what else you want him to do for you. So I'll stop there. Visit our video about where I talked about just different tools that you can use and resources to better understand the word so that you can use those things to build out that quality time. And let me know what you think in the comments about this video. Again, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we post another one. And I'll see you in the next video.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.